Hi, this is Barry Kahn. I think it's time for our podcast, but I have to check with the boss to make sure. Ollie, is it time for the podcast? What'd you say? What'd you say? Okay, let's do it. The following interview was recorded on May 23rd, 2023, in Krakow, Minnesota. The person speaking on the tape recording is Charles Dennison, and he's telling about his encounter with a flying saucer.
Hi, my name is Chuck Charles. A couple of days ago, it was evening. I was sitting out back in my house with my dog, watching the sun go down, drinking a beer, just relaxing in the evening. I live in a small house on the edge of town. Behind my house, there's a big field. And on the far side of the field, there's some woods. There's a forest, actually, moderately large. So I was sitting there, not doing anything, not thinking about much. And then far in the distance, I saw a blue light flashing. First, I thought it was an airplane. We see airplanes sometimes. I'm kind of out in the country. And it was coming straight towards the house. And it seemed pretty low for an airplane. And then I thought, well, maybe it's a helicopter. Although we don't see many helicopters out our way, but sometimes. And then I thought, boy, that's coming pretty damn fast to be a helicopter. So I kept watching it. My dog, he began to whine a little bit. And that helicopter, that light, was coming really fast. Too fast to be a helicopter. So I didn't know what to think. I just sat there watching it. And in a couple of minutes, the light was coming right over the woods towards the house. Well, I thought, what the hell is that thing? And then it slowed down, and I saw it was a flying saucer. Now, I know you say, you know, what are flying saucers? People talk about them. They don't exist. This looked just like a damn flying saucer from one of them movies, one of them science fiction movies. It was big. It was round. The blue lights were flashing in sequence around the edge of it. It was thicker in the middle and thinner on the edges. And before I could even think to get up or do anything, it had slowed down and was hovering right over our backyard, not more than 100 yards away from me. Well, my dog, he looked at that thing and started barking, and then the next thing I know, he was running. He took off, he disappeared on the far side of the house. He runs away sometimes, but he always comes back, and I had other things on my mind at that moment. Well, now, I sat there. I thought about trying to get up and run, but I guess I was in shock, maybe paralyzed with fear, maybe just too stunned to know what to do. My dog was smarter than I was. Anyhow, I sat there, and that flying saucer thing hovered above the ground. And I remember wondering, you know, there was no flames, no fire, nothing. And I'm thinking, what kind of drive, what kind of mechanism, what kind of propulsion system can keep a flying saucer up like that? And I remember when I was younger reading a story, it talked about anti-gravity. but as far as I know, that's impossible. On the other hand, that flying saucer was impossible too, and yet there it was, pretty damn close to me. So while I'm sitting there paralyzed, wondering what to do, that saucer floats over closer to me. And then I really thought about jumping up and running. All of a sudden, a hatch opens up in the side of the saucer, and this very bright blue-green light shoots out like a spotlight. Just blinded me. I put my hand across my eyes to protect my eyes. And then I was paralyzed. I remember trying to move, and I couldn't budge. I was stuck. The next thing you know, I was floating through the air. So I don't know what the hell that blue light was, but it picked me up somehow and just floated me through the air towards that hatch, that door. And 30 seconds maybe, it was pretty fast, 30 seconds, maybe a minute, I was being pulled right inside that spaceship, that flying saucer. And I couldn't move. I mean, I was still there with my arm across my eyes to protect my eyes from the light. And I was frozen like a popsicle. So, and I couldn't see, number one, because I was protecting my eyes, and number two, because that light was so bright. So it brought me inside. It floated me through the door. I didn't hear the door close, but I'm guessing it did. And next thing I remember was being on a chair, I guess you'd call it a chair, sort of like a dentist chair, some kind of chair. It was padded. It wasn't uncomfortable. And the light got dimmer. I took my arm down. I was able to move at that point. And I was able to move, except that I couldn't move anything except my head because my arms and legs were strapped in place. I had a seatbelt or something on. I was basically trapped inside that flying saucer. Well, I tell you the truth, I was scared to hell. I mean, I was just crazy scared at that point. I thought, what are the creatures? What kind of beings are in this spaceship? They got to be aliens. You know, there's nothing on Earth that can fly around like that flying saucer. Only time I've ever seen a flying saucer before was in a movie. And this did not feel like being in a movie. Number one, I was not invited. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be in a movie. Nobody offered me a salary to be in a movie, and I'm not an actor, so that's all silly stuff. So I'm sitting there. I'm strapped in this chair. I'm petrified with fear, and I'm waiting for what's going to happen next. Well, what happened next was some creature, some alien, comes over toward me, and I'll try to describe it. I think it was wearing a spacesuit of some kind because I did not get a clear look at it. It appeared to have a head, something like a head on the top of its body. Seemed wide to me, wider than a human head. It had a couple of, I'll call them arms. I think it was in some kind of a suit. And I don't know if it was because the atmosphere was wrong for it. I mean, I was inside the spacecraft, so either they adapted the atmosphere to keep me alive, or maybe they didn't want to take a chance on getting contaminated by Earth bacteria. I have no idea. I was thinking all kinds of wild and crazy thoughts, and I didn't know what to think. I'm waiting for them to cut me apart and put my internal organs into jars and fly away. I didn't know what was going to happen. Anyhow, this thing had a sort of a head and sort of arms. The body looked like it was covered in some kind of shiny material. And it had, I guess, two legs or two somethings to hold it up. So humanoid shape. But again, I didn't know what to think. You know, was it shaped like that to keep me from being more scared than I was already? Was it some kind of a creature that could imitate my shape? I didn't know. Like I said, I'm not crazy about going to the doctor or the dentist, and this was about 10 million times worse. And then for a little while, nothing happened. It just stood there. That creature just stood there looking at me. I guess it was looking at me. I'm not sure I remember if it had eyeballs, but it must have, I guess. And I'm staring at it, and it's staring back at me. And then this very strange voice. It must have been the alien talking to a computer, and the computer translating its language into English, I guess. And it didn't sound like a robot. It didn't sound like, "Hello, you are a human." It came out like English, but it didn't sound like a human voice. And when it first spoke, I didn't understand it. I absolutely did not understand what it was saying. And after it repeated, maybe, I don't know, 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, I don't remember, I said, "That can't be true. That alien cannot be telling me to say ah." You know how you go to the doctor when you got a sore throat and he gets one of them tongue depressors and he says, "Say ah," so that you open your mouth really big? That's what that alien said to me. That was the first thing that goddamn alien said to me. "Say ah." And damned if he didn't have a little tongue depressor. Well, I didn't know what to think. You know, was it gonna pull my tongue out? Is that how you say hello when you're an alien from some other world? I don't know. But that's what he said. I'm saying that's what he said. I don't know if it was a he or a she or an it. There's a lot of stuff I don't know. Sorry about that. So that's what he was saying. That's what it was saying. It was saying, "Say ah." And after I finally figured it out, I said ah. I opened my mouth and I said ah. And it had little lights on the top of its head. You know those, I don't know what they're called, but doctors use them sometimes. It's like a headlamp. You know, a headlamp, like you're working and you need your hands free. So you have a little light, or you're going for a walk in the dark or working. Whatever they're called. I have one. They're a headlamp. Well, he's got a really bright one on It's got a really bright light on its head. It takes that tongue depressor thing, and I'm thinking, I hope that's clean. And I say, ah, and it looks down my throat. Well, I was just fit to be tied. I didn't know if I was suddenly in a bad movie, if I'd been kidnapped by crazy aliens or crazy humans pretending to be aliens. I did not know what to think. Anyway, so there I am gagging on this tongue depressor. I never like to have stuff stuck halfway down my throat. And the creature takes the stick out, the tongue depressor out, and then he turns his head, and I realize that there's another of the creatures standing a little bit behind him. And I'd been so busy staring at the first one, I didn't even realize I had an audience of two, maybe more than two. For all I know, there was five more of them behind me, but I couldn't turn my head to see. And when the alien turned to the other one, he spoke, I'll say he spoke in his own language. It was really weird sounding. And later on, when I had use of my hands, I managed to record a little bit of it, and I'll play it for you. I'll play you 5 seconds right now. I know you're going to ask, why didn't I get pictures? You got a smartphone, fella. Why didn't you get some pictures? I tried, and when I looked at them later, after I was released, they were all black. So there was something in that flying saucer that just blacked out my pictures. I got nothing. But the recording did work. Let me play you a little bit of it right now. Pretty weird, right? And pretty useless as far as communication. It was just noises to me. He could have been saying, "Let's throw this useless alien down the garbage chute." He could have been saying, "Take me to your leader." He could have been saying, "Let's go have lunch and we'll finish up with this guy later." Who knows? It's just kind of a squeaky noise and a grumble, grumble noise. Didn't mean anything to me, of course. Maybe he was saying, "What do you think? Should I tell him to say ah again?" Anything's possible. So after he looked down my throat and said something to his partner, then he pushes a big, I think it was a blue button on the wall, and there's total silence, but I can feel the chair flattening out. Again, it was like being in a dental chair. So in a few seconds, I'm lying on my back. Then he swings some kind of a device over me, pushes another button. I don't know if I was getting x-rayed or what the hell was going on. I think it was some kind of scanning device, you know, like a CAT scanner or a, what you call them, MRI, one of those things. I've never been in one, but I've seen them on shows. Anyhow, this thing travels from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. Then it travels back up the other direction. And the alien creature, he's looking at some screen, I guess, behind me. I couldn't see anything because I couldn't move. And I guess he was satisfied with it, whatever it did. I mean, I'm guessing it was a scanner. He wanted to see everything that was in my body. Makes me wonder why the hell he wanted to look down my throat. Maybe he wanted to check my teeth to see if I was likely to bite him. I don't know. When you meet an alien, they're aliens, so who knows what they're thinking? Who knows what they want? Not me.
At this point in the interview, Mr. Dennison said he was tired and wanted to take a break, so we stopped. This is the end of part one. We will continue with part two later. That's all for this podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay well, stay safe, and above all, keep listening.